So if someone wrote you a letter from prison with some advice for how you should live, would you accept that advice? I guess that depends, but you'd be sceptical, right? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Most prisoners feel hard done by as they profess their innocence. Add to that the physical danger from other inmates, the bleak outlook as months and years roll by, and all that must truly mess with their head. So any advice that they're able to give may not be the best advice. The Apostle Paul spent quite some time in prison, some of that on death row. He was indeed imprisoned unjustly simply for proclaiming the good news of Jesus. Yet he never once complained about being chained to guards, the terrible living conditions, the injustice. Instead, he wrote letters filled with such godly wisdom that they now form almost half the books of the New Testament. Advice like this, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2. Always be humble and gentle. Be patient and accept each other with love. What must it have taken for someone in his situation to write something like that? Without doubt, the Holy Spirit was working powerfully in his heart. Wouldn't you agree? And friend, when we're feeling hard done by, when we're in a tough spot, when others hurt us, following Paul's prison advice equally takes the power of the Holy Spirit. Hopefully you and I will never be where Paul was, but troubles will come. So when life ain't easy, lean into the Holy Spirit, because you're going to need his power to live this out. Always be humble and gentle. Be patient and accept each other with love. That's God's word, fresh for you today. God means for you, like Paul, to live in victory no matter where you find yourself. That's why I'd love to share more of God's word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. The Word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. Hey, may you be blessed as you receive His Word.